But I'd like to just switch gears here now. Hallelujah. And just invite Michael to come up and give his testimony. Do you want to be up here? Okay. Hallelujah. I've been real excited to hear this testimony. Amen.
Okay, I just want to first thank Pastor Mark and Susie for allowing me to do this here in during this meeting. And it's a very special time for me because I've given my testimony before at other churches, but this is the first time at my church. Y'all are my brothers and sisters in Christ and fellow soldiers in the battle for souls. And since I've been coming to this church, it was New Year's Eve, this past New Year's Eve, I was led here, and I've been coming ever since. And I can tell you right now, I have grown the most in my walk being here that I've been saved. And it's because we're all one mind and one accord, and we believe, we have faith, and we believe in the big things of God because we have a big God, a mighty God. And I'm just here to tell you, He rescued me. And I'm going to give my testimony, and the things that are in this testimony, I was ashamed of for a long time. And that kept me sick. I didn't want anybody to find out what I was doing in secret. All the drugs and all the sin that I was partaking of, and everything that I was doing, I didn't want anybody to see. And it kept me sick for a long time. But now, God has reached into my heart, and He saved me. And now, those things that used to keep me shamed and locked into my sickness, I get to hold them up in His glory. And God gets the glory in a radically changed life in Jesus Christ. So now I love sharing these moments and these trials and tribulations and the sufferings that I had to go through because Jesus Christ gets the glory. And I just thank Him right now for everything that He's done in my life. And the title of my testimony is called One Man's Journey into the Captivity, Darkness, and Hell of Addiction and Deliverance Back to His God Through Jesus Christ. And I'm just going to read this, and then afterwards I'm going to share some poetry. One thing that happened when I was delivered and the Lord moved upon me was He gave me poetry. And never in my life did I think I would be reading poetry to a group of people. I was always too tough for that, but that's what I do now. So, this is part of the deal. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. My name is Michael Bowen, and I'm originally from Dallas, Texas, where I was born and raised as the only son of a very successful businessman dad who had one of the fastest-growing companies in the United States in the late 1970s and early 80s. My family came into great wealth, and my parents always provided me with the best. During this time, I came into my own as a football player, and in 1986 was one of the top high school running backs in the state of Texas. Once I graduated, I decided to play football for Southern Methodist University, and as a true freshman, made the starting team. That year was the year of the death penalty, where they shut down the football program at the university for 2 years, so I left the school for another opportunity. In 1987, I transferred to the University of Georgia, where once again I found great success and was named the most outstanding walk-on athlete at the University of Georgia that year for a team that finished 13th in the nation and Liberty Bowl champion. I was homesick and loved SMU and decided to go back to Dallas, my hometown, in 1988 and help resurrect the team from the ashes of the death penalty that was one of the top sports stories of the decade and one of the most talked about events ever to happen in the history of college football. I finished my college career at SMU in 1990 as one of the top receivers in the country and was named All Southwest Conference Honorable Mention Receiver, Team Captain, and Offensive MVP for the Mustangs, and drafted into the Canadian Football League in 1991. I did not catch on with the Edmonton Eskimos and came back to the United States dejected and defeated and began drinking and using cocaine. During my high school and college years, I began experimenting with alcohol and marijuana, which opened the door for the harder drugs of ecstasy, cocaine, and methamphetamine. Football always came first in my life, and as long as I was playing, I never let my alcohol and drug use get too far out of hand. I would drink and do drugs during the off season, but as soon as it was time to train or play football, I would put the substances on the back burner until the next off season rolled around. During my college years, I began using cocaine more frequently and soon discovered what would become my drug of choice, crack cocaine. I would leave my college campus or my family's beautiful house in an affluent North Dallas suburb and sneak away by myself into the projects of the inner cities where crack was flowing like water. I was totally out of place and completely out of my mind as I would find a crack house to hold up in for the evening and usually stay until the sun would come up. I did this with a great amount of control in the early years because I did not want to interfere with my greatest love, which was the game of football. Man, did I love this game. After my failure to catch on with the Edmonton Eskimos, addiction quickly set its hooks into me as I found myself lost and overcome by the violent and unpredictable crack cocaine epidemic raging across our country during that time. The next 25 years, I fought my addiction with everything I had, going to dozens of treatment centers, numerous 12-step programs, a few mental hospitals, and countless incarcerations, and everything my family could think of to throw at the problem, and nothing ever worked. During this time, I was able to get married and have 3 children, but my addiction was always there to ruin any success I would ever have in my life. Along the way, I gave myself to the Lord, but never completely surrendered Him, and always fell back into my addiction under my own strength. My life was a broken record, playing the same lopsided song of rebuilding my life after my last fall, only to disappear once again without a trace into the very dangerous and unpredictable world of crack cocaine. Getting high, getting stuck, completely wiping myself out, losing my job, abandoning my loved ones and later my children, emptying my bank accounts, losing my vehicles, and ending up on the streets as a homeless vagabond, hopping from crack house to crack house, stealing anything I could get my hands on to pay for the drugs that I could not stop using. The pattern plagued me all through my 20s and 30s, and finally in 2006, I was arrested for stealing a car and taking the police on a high-speed chase and wrecking the car into a van and then taking off through the neighborhood only to be captured by the helicopter and a bunch of very angry Phoenix police. I was arrested and sentenced to 14 months in county jail and then put on intense probation. I made it through a year of intense probation and then moved to regular probation, but could not handle the freedom and relapse and was on the run from the law once again. I knew that I was going to get prison this time for absconding, so I ran with an I don't care attitude and was running wild through the Tucson streets trying to keep from getting caught. One night I was walking down the street and a guy in a truck pulled up to me and asked me if I knew where I could get some crack, and I said sure and jumped in and headed to the dope spot. I bought the crack and took it back to the truck and broke off a piece and gave the rest to the guy, and I began smoking in the truck. The guy happened to be an undercover police officer, and as I began to smoke, a police car pulled up behind us with their lights on, and they pulled me out of the car, and I was arrested. I received a 2-year sentence for narcotic sales and was taken to the Florence unit in the Arizona Department of Corrections. I did my time in Arizona and was released on parole to Texas here in Austin in December of 2009, and believed that the experience of prison was enough to keep me from ever going back. I truly believed that I was done with my addiction and going to jail and prison. It worked for a little while as I settled into my new drug-free life in Austin, Texas. In 2010, I was featured on the ESPN 30 for 30 documentary, shown primetime on ESPN all over the world. That same year, I started my own real estate development company and began building a subdivision in Dallas, Texas, and found great success. I also began coaching youth football in my community here in Cedar Park and ended up becoming the league's football commissioner and coached my son's team to 3 back-to-back championships and a 21-0 record over the last 2 seasons. We were poised and ready to make a run at a national title, a Pop Warner national title in 2013 with one of the best teams in our region. Unfortunately, I did not make it to the 2013 season. In March 2013, I went to the bar for some drinks and never came home. I disappeared once again into the world of crack cocaine, and now this time it's evil twin meth. During what would become my final descent into addiction, I went to the deepest, darkest place I'd ever been before, and I thought there was no way out. At one point, I was convinced that I had died and I was in hell, and this addicted life and crack house was my eternal torment. I was convinced that I had died and began gnashing my teeth and panicking, looking all over my body for bullet holes, trying to figure out how I had died. That moment passed and I settled into my new reality that I was too far gone to ever return to a normal life again. The enemy had me convinced that I had fallen so far and disappointed so many people that I could never return to them again and that I was hated by all. I had abandoned my career, responsibilities, children, and all my friends. And then I was, and nobody knew where I was for 3 months. During this time, I was smoking crack, selling crack, and had started shooting methamphetamine intravenously because I did not care anything anymore about my life, and I was going to run it as far and as fast and get as high as I could before my certain end. I believed that I was going to die and that it was the only way that I would ever stop using drugs. In 2012, my real estate development company had $1.7 million in revenue, and now I was reduced to stealing items from stores to pay for my crack and meth habit that had consumed my life. I was living out of my car, stealing anything I could get my hands on to keep the drugs flowing because I could not face the reality of my broken life. Praise Jesus. He brought me to the Travis Unit in Texas Department of Criminal Justice for a 1-year flat sentence, and I was able to finally surrender to Jesus Christ, and now I'm changed. Jesus delivered me, healed me, and showed me the truth that there is no addiction in Christ Jesus, and His rest is the cure. The Holy Spirit burned my addiction away and brought me into the understanding, truth, knowledge, and wisdom of who I am in Christ Jesus as His precious child and a son of God. He showed me that through Him I have victory, absolute authority, and dominion over all addictions, demonic spirits, principalities, and over my own flesh that was totally out of control, and where my addiction set its hooks into me at an early age, seeding in me the wickedness of the darkness of this evil fallen world. I was blind and now I see. I was released from prison on May 27, 2014 into a Christian sober living program called Texas Reach Out Ministries and joined a Holy Spirit filled church where the Lord began to teach me His ways. I put all my hope in Jesus and He had to be who I was hoping He would be or I was finished. He was my only hope after trying everything in this world and nothing ever working except the same old failure and back into addiction and then prison. I'm here to tell everyone that Jesus is far more than I could have ever imagined, and He has certainly over-delivered all that I believed I was promised. I just cannot put into words the life He has provided for me and how amazing it is. My life is full. I have my kids back in my life, and I'm a great dad to them. I have a great job and I love that provides me to live comfortably and the ability to help others. I serve in several ministries, one of which being Sixth Street Prayer Team, where I hit the streets praying for the lost and blind and those suffering in addictions and showing them firsthand the love of Jesus Christ. I'm currently enrolled at Life Christian University and will earn my bachelor's degree in theology May 2016 and be ordained into the ministry once I receive my diploma. This year I go back into the Texas prison system to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and share my testimony. Every day I have the opportunity to work with addicts and those that are incarcerated or just being released from jail or prison, and I am currently mentoring several young men. I have a ministry called Sons and Daughters of Thunder that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that are living in defeat of addiction and habitual incarceration and showing them that there is victory over all things in Jesus Christ. The ministry is growing and will someday facilitate a Christian sober living program called Thunder House, where we will give men and women who are being released from prison, who have given their life to Jesus Christ, a place to live, a sanctuary, a stronghold where we can teach them to become disciples of Jesus and build them up in the Lord until they are ready to stand in Christ on their own. I am also writing a book called The Poetry of Addiction, One Man's Journey into the Captivity Darkness and Hell of Addiction and Deliverance Back to His God, and it should be ready to print sometime in 2016. My life is full. The Lord has called me out of this world, addiction, and habitual incarceration into Him and into the Spirit of Truth, commissioning me to spread His word to those still lost and living in defeat, and showing them there is victory in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is my charge. This is my charge. Praise God, for He is my everything, and I am His precious child who He saved from the captivity, darkness, and hell of addiction by His mighty right hand. My God is an awesome God. And I want to share him with others who are in bondage to addiction, prisons, or anything, keeping them from living their purpose in God. I found true freedom in the most unlikely place, in prison, when I surrendered all to Jesus. You too can find freedom from whatever has you bound by surrendering your life to Jesus, as I have done, and have found true success. John 8:36 says, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Brothers and sisters, I pray for your deliverance now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm going to read a couple of poems real quick.
Yes.
And because the Lord did, when he moved on me, he moved on me, and I started writing poetry. And it's just a way, and the poetry was never for me, it's for those that it's intended for. And when it touches you, you'll know that the poem was meant for you. I'm just a vessel. And this first poem is called Face to Face, and I never really experienced, I surrendered to the Lord, and I hadn't really experienced his overwhelming love, just the magnitude and the sweetness of his love. And I was sitting at a table in a dorm. And if anybody's been to prison or jail, you know there's iron tables and you're sitting around and it's loud, it's chaotic. But I was sitting at this table by myself, and at that time everybody knew that I'm for Jesus Christ. I made no bones about it. If you want to talk to me, we're going to talk about Jesus Christ. But anyways, a young man walked up and sat down at the table. And he said to me, they called me Coach, because I coached football and stuff. That was in prison, you have a nickname. My nickname was Coach. And anyways, he sat down and he asked me, he said, "Coach, how do you know when the Holy Spirit's here?" And so I started to try to explain it to him. And then Jesus, in a silent whisper, said, "Why don't you just invite me to the table?" So I stopped right there and I prayed Jesus in and invited him to the table. And this is a poem about the experience that I have. It's called Face to Face. Two prisoners sitting across from each other, one silently pondering things unseen. I am the one lost in my own thoughts, cold steel table, hardness it always brings. In a dorm full of chaos, iron doors, cement walls, echoes of fear, a question is asked by one, "How do you know when God's Spirit is here?" In that sacred moment, the promising question asked, I ran through my mind, surely I can come up with a good answer. Somewhere rattling around in my head, a smart word I can find. Searching for this savory morsel of knowledge, some sweet nugget tasty and fresh. My mind takes me inside a picture, the place where humanity was eternally blessed. Standing in all of my surroundings, lost in my mind, found at the foot of the cross. Unable to put into words the price my sweet Jesus had cost. His innocent blood spilled with great abuse, pain upon pain relentlessly repeated. Misery delivered by the hands of wickedness, the place where sin was triumphantly defeated. Our heavy burden that day was lifted, his pierced body sadly lowered from the cross. The day the world eclipsed darkness, on Calvary evil and wickedness has lost. Unknowingly they have killed their king, they have slain Almighty God's only begotten Son, the one and only Savior, in him eternal life for all who will ever come. For me, I was pulled from a darkness, the hand of Jesus reaching into a stinking pit. Pulled from the burning fire of my addiction, in freedom at a steel table now I sit. He delivered me into this prison. Here he knew I would finally listen to his voice. He led me to its chapel. In him there I learned to rejoice. He taught me the meaning of praise and worship. Through his Spirit a better way I have been shown. He brought me into his righteousness, covered me with it like a beautiful flowing robe. He gave me a newfound confidence, stripped away all my old filthy clothes. His love walked me into freedom. He gave me new seed to sow, life-giving water to nourish, a new song streaming sweet melody from my mouth. His word hot seared burned into my heart. How great is our God, I began to scream and shout. More exciting than scoring the game-winning touchdown, much better than winning the lottery one lucky day. Having discovered Christ's unending love, nothing of this world can compare to his way. For his way is so lovely, his burden is ever so light. His yoke I have taken upon me, put an end to this life's meaningless fight. Sitting here in this prison, true freedom in Jesus I have found. His love for me endured at the cross throughout my soul, his sacrifice abounds. Sitting here at this cold, hard, steel table, face to face the question asked by my friend. How do you know when God's Spirit is here? I begin to tell him it's like the wind. Then in my ear a silent whisper, his still soft voice resting over me. Jesus said, invite me to come sit at the table. I will open your hearts so you can clearly see. I stopped with my fancy description. Immediately in prayer, I asked Jesus to come in. Like mighty rushing waters invading a wave of holy love. By the whirlwind he did send. Glistening down rain pour of his Holy Spirit showering down upon us. We were totally consumed. Taking all our words and our breath from us. It seemed like just the two of us were left in this once crowded room. Grace abounding in the moment, our spirits lifted on wings of light from above, white flag, full surrender, our hearts surrounded now by his blazing, unconditional love, resonating holiness through my inner being, my spirit dancing in rhythm with my glorious King. God gave us the gift of his holy presence, the true reality my best explanation could never bring. Cold, hard, steel table set on fire, forever capturing my once bleeding heart. This, the moment I fell in love with Jesus, in prison, at a table, the day his holy love gave spark. He ignited our bosoms with consuming fire, burning hot love, bright light into our souls. Now, as we are able to speak off our tongues, no words able to roll. Sitting in golden silence, only our eyes able to speak the truth. God sent his Holy Spirit to answer over our table, his blinding love he let loose. Love me tender forever. Love us sweet, saving holy grace. The day I fell in love with Jesus in a prison at a cold, hard, steel tables, I came face to face. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just want to tell everybody, it's his love that will set you free. It's his love that will heal you. It's his love that will deliver you. You just have to surrender to it, surrender all to it. I tried to surrender for 25 years, and I always ended up smoking crack and back to prison. Because I didn't know the true word of surrender. The true word of surrender is emptying yourself totally to him. Let him break you. He must break the vessel that you have become so he can create a new vessel in you. So you were created to be a vessel for righteousness. And if you put things into you and if this world has come upon you and things have filled that vessel, it needs to be broken. Allow the Lord to break that. And that you can become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. There is no condemnation. These things that used to shame me, I raise them up high and show the world that it is not above me. That Jesus Christ, I am in Jesus Christ, and we are above the world. Hallelujah. And we put those things of the world under our feet forever. And it will never come upon me again. I will never allow it because the truth is the lie of addiction has already been destroyed. By the works done at the cross by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah.